Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the whole specification, the natural causes of climate change. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Climate change? Isn't that all about humans and carbon emissions? Well, yes, that's a huge part of it, and you'll need to know that too. But today we're going back. Way back to explore how Earth's climate has been changing naturally for millions of years, long before humans ever appeared. This is the kind of topic that examiners absolutely love, and once you understand it, you'll see the world completely differently. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. We're talking about the Quaternary period. That's the last 2.6 million years of Earth's history. During this time, Earth has experienced repeated cycles of glacials and interglacials. A glacial period, sometimes called an ice age, is when global temperatures drop significantly, ice sheets expand across the continents, and sea levels fall. An interglacial period is the opposite. Temperatures rise, ice retreats, and sea levels go up. We are actually living in an interglacial right now, which began around 11,700 years ago. Isn't that mind-blowing? The last glacial maximum, the peak of the last ice age, was around 20,000 years ago, when ice sheets covered much of northern Europe and North America. So, what causes these dramatic swings in climate? That brings us to our three main natural causes. The first and most important is Milankovic cycles. Milutin Milankovic was a Serbian mathematician who, in the early 20th century, worked out that regular, predictable changes in Earth's orbit and tilt around the Sun drive long-term climate change. There are three components. First, eccentricity. This is the shape of Earth's orbit around the Sun. It cycles between nearly circular and slightly elliptical over roughly 100,000 years. When the orbit is more elliptical, Earth receives more variable amounts of solar energy, which affects climate. Second, axial tilt. Earth's axis varies between about 22.1 and 24.5 degrees over a cycle of around 41,000 years. A greater tilt means more extreme seasons, hotter summers and colder winters. Third, precession. A wobble in Earth's axis, like a spinning top slowing down. It cycles over 19,000 to 23,000 years and changes the timing of the seasons. When these three cycles align in certain ways, they can trigger the onset of a glacial or interglacial period. The second natural cause is solar variation. The Sun's output of energy fluctuates slightly over time. One well-known pattern is the 11-year sunspot cycle. More sunspots generally mean slightly more solar energy reaching Earth. Scientists have linked periods of reduced solar activity, like the Maunder Minimum between 1645 and 1715, to cooler periods on Earth. The Maunder Minimum coincided with the Little Ice Age, when the River Thames in London regularly froze over and frost fairs were held on the ice. That's a brilliant named example for your answers. The third natural cause is volcanic activity. When a large volcano erupts, it blasts enormous quantities of ash and sulfur dioxide high into the stratosphere. This reflects incoming solar radiation back into space, causing short-term cooling. The eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia in 1815 caused the so-called year without a summer in 1816, when temperatures dropped, crops failed, and there was widespread famine. More recently, Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines in 1991 caused global temperatures to drop by about half a degree Celsius for around 2 years. Remember, volcanic eruptions cause cooling, not warming. This is a very common mistake in exams, so please keep that clear in your mind.
Now let's talk about the evidence. How do scientists actually know what the climate was like thousands or millions of years ago? There are four main types of evidence you need to know. First, ice cores. Scientists drill deep into ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland and extract long cylinders of ice. Trapped within the ice are tiny bubbles of ancient air. By analysing the ratio of oxygen isotopes and the concentration of carbon dioxide, scientists can reconstruct past temperatures going back up to 800,000 years. The Vostok ice core from Antarctica is one of the most famous examples. Second, pollen records. Pollen grains are preserved for thousands of years in lake sediments and peat bogs. Because different plant species thrive in different climates, the types of pollen found at different depths tell scientists what the climate was like at different times in the past. Third, tree rings, dendrochronology. Trees grow one new ring each year. Wide rings indicate warm, wet years. Narrow rings indicate cold, dry years. By overlapping records from living and dead trees, scientists can extend climate records back thousands of years. Fourth, historical records. Written documents, paintings, and diaries can provide evidence of past climate. The frost fairs on the River Thames during the Little Ice Age were recorded in diaries and depicted in paintings, giving us direct evidence of colder winters. Right. Now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most important thing is the difference between natural and human-induced causes. Natural causes, Milankovitch cycles, solar variation, volcanism, operate over very long timescales, thousands to millions of years. Human causes, burning fossil fuels, deforestation, agriculture, have caused rapid warming over just the last 200 years. When a question says, explain the natural causes of climate change, do not bring in the enhanced greenhouse effect. A very common mistake is writing about greenhouse gases as a natural cause. Keep natural and human causes clearly separated in your answers. When asked to explain how evidence tells us about past climates, be really specific. Don't just say ice cores show past climates. Say that the ratio of oxygen isotopes indicates past temperatures, and trapped air bubbles allow scientists to measure past carbon dioxide concentrations. Examiners award marks for that level of precision. For longer questions, use the PEEL structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. Make a point, back it up with a specific named example, explain the connection, and link back to the question. Now it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. Question 1. Name the three components of Milankovitch cycles. The answers are eccentricity, axial tilt, and precession. Question 2. What does a narrow tree ring indicate about past climate? A narrow ring indicates a cold, dry year with poor growing conditions. Question 3. What effect do large volcanic eruptions have on global temperatures and why? Large eruptions cause short-term cooling because ash and sulfur dioxide in the stratosphere reflect solar radiation back into space. Question 4. Name one specific example of evidence for the Little Ice Age. The frost fairs on the River Thames in London, recorded in historical documents and paintings. Question 5. How far back can ice cores extend climate records? Up to around 800,000 years, using cores from Antarctica. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. The Quaternary period covers the last 2.6 million years and is characterised by repeated glacial and interglacial cycles. The three natural causes of climate change are Milankovitch cycles, eccentricity, axial tilt, and precession, solar variation, and volcanic activity. Evidence for past climate change comes from ice cores, pollen records, tree rings, and historical records. In your exam, always distinguish clearly between natural and human-induced causes. Use specific named examples and develop your explanations using the PEEL structure. You've done brilliantly today. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in geography comes from precise knowledge and clear explanation. You've got this. Until next time, good luck with your revision.